It's Wednesday, January 28th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Environmental groups are worried about a state Senate bill that would significantly limit the Indiana Department of Environmental Management's ability to protect Hoosiers from pollution. The Indiana Hospital Association released a new report on Tuesday warning that many of the state's hospitals are financially vulnerable. And a bill that would have required Indiana schools to post the Ten Commandments in classrooms is gaining traction, but not before being changed drastically. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. A state Senate bill aims to carry out Governor Mike Braun's executive order to reduce environmental overregulation to help businesses grow. WFIU News' Rebecca Thiel reports, environmental groups worry the bill would significantly limit the Indiana Department of Environmental Management's ability to protect Hoosiers from pollution.
The bill makes several things currently required of IDEM optional, such as setting standards for investigating and cleaning up hazardous waste. It prohibits IDEM from making environmental rules that are more burdensome than federal ones, but doesn't specify what that means. The bill also limits IDEM's ability to review permits for nuclear power plants at a time when lawmakers are encouraging small reactors to be built in the state. David Van Gilder with the Hoosier Environmental Council says the bill shows the governor is not listening to his constituents.
When IDEM asked for public comment on the governor's executive orders this year, the response was overwhelmingly in favor of continued and even strengthened protections.
Van Gilder says the vague language in the bill could also open it up to lawsuits if it becomes law.
I'm Rebecca Thiel in Bloomington.
The bill now heads to the full Senate for consideration. The Indiana Hospital Association released a new report on Tuesday, warning that many of the state's hospitals are financially vulnerable. As WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, officials say 45% of Indiana hospitals are operating at a loss.
The passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill is expected to result in insurance coverage losses that lead to a $13 billion cut to Indiana hospitals over the next decade. Hospital officials say they want to see Indiana increase Medicaid reimbursement rates to help offset those expected cuts. Brenda Reitz is the CEO of the Greene County General Hospital in rural Linton, which closed its obstetrics unit this month because of poor reimbursements.
And we're going to continue to see more and more cuts like this throughout the state if something isn't done.
Reitz also says hospitals have been impacted by delays and coverage denials from commercial insurers, something that has also affected their bottom lines. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
A bill that would have required Indiana schools to post the Ten Commandments in classrooms is gaining traction, but not before being changed drastically. WFYI's Caroline Beck reports.
The proposed bill would still allow teachers and principals to post the Ten Commandments in schools and be required to keep a copy in school libraries, but teachers cannot read it aloud to students. Author Representative Michelle Davis says she views the Ten Commandments as a way to provide moral guidance to students, but opponents like Reverend Tim McNinch say they worry it could instead alienate students who may worship different faiths.
It signals that real Hoosiers are religious and are Christian, and that those who opt to be unreligious or belong to different faiths are less valued in our state.
The bill now heads to the full House. I'm Caroline Beck at the State House.
The health of Indiana's forests is under debate at the State House. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports a proposed measure sets standards for state-owned forest preservation.
The bill would require the state to ensure forest land always consists of 10% of old-growth forests and 10% of new growth. Environmental groups have opposing views on the provision. Hoosier Environmental Council Policy Director David Van Gilder worries about setting arbitrary numbers for forest management.
We are not aware, that is, HEC is not aware of any data that supports that 10% number. We suspect that that is a smaller number than it ought to be.
Environmental groups are unified in concerns about increased logging. The bill would also establish recreational fees for use of state forests. This would help address a funding gap at the state's Division of Forestry. I'm Jill Sheridan.
More news in a moment.
Hi, I'm Curtis L. Chrysler, a professor of English at Purdue University Fort Wayne and the current Indiana Poet Laureate. I believe WBOI enriches our local and regional community with vital news and information. It elucidates our government, education, economics, arts, and culture. It presents national and international coverage. enhancing our democracy.
Join Curtis in protecting public radio. Learn how at wboi.org/save. Here's what to know for today. There were demonstrations in Northeast Indiana over the weekend against the conduct of Immigration and Customs Enforcement and other federal agencies in the wake of a pair of fatal shootings by agents in Minnesota. A federal judge in Illinois blocked the Trump administration's plan to end temporary protective status for Burmese nationals living in the U.S. And a state House bill would eliminate the Indiana Natural Resources Commission, along with a few other state boards. That's Who and What for Wednesday, January 28th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter Frequency at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.